Ukraine's capital is still standing. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. But Russian forces are getting closer to the center of Kyiv.
There have been several street battles in the early morning hours, especially in the pre-dawn. You could see yellow and red tracer fire going back and forth about 300 or 400 yards from where I'm standing.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Fighting is also intensifying in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, where a gas pipeline was reportedly blown up by Russian forces. Humanitarian concerns are growing. The UN says more than 200,000 people have fled Ukraine.
20, 30 miles of cars, people waiting for days to try and escape the fighting that they fear is coming their way, and every single car packed with women and children. They don't know where they're going in many cases because they had to flee so suddenly.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, most of the refugees have fled to Poland. Peace talks between Russia and Ukraine are a possibility, but not in Belarus. The Kremlin says a Russian delegation has arrived there and is waiting for Ukrainian officials. Ukraine's president has proposed alternate locations since Belarus was a staging ground for the Russian invasion. Former President Donald Trump calls the invasion of Ukraine an assault against humanity. He also believes it wouldn't have happened if he were still in office.
I have no doubt that President Putin made his decision to ruthlessly attack Ukraine only after watching the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The former president speaking at a conservative conference in Orlando. While much of the world was focusing on Ukraine, North Korea reportedly launched another ballistic missile, the eighth of its kind this year. U.S. Central Command has condemned the launch. South Korean officials expressed deep concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A party at a hookah lounge in Las Vegas led to a mass shooting. Police say one person was killed and 13 others were hurt Saturday. Police have no suspects.
This is, from what we estimate, an isolated incident. There's no current threat to the general public.
Las Vegas Police Captain Dory Corin. Investigators believe at least two shooters exchanged gunfire. Police are reviewing surveillance footage and interviewing witnesses. A dispute over a basketball game may have led to a shooting in Indianapolis. Police are searching for a suspect who shot and wounded two men inside a Jewish community center yesterday. According to the center's website, membership is open to people of all religions. Investigators don't believe there was any religious motivation to the shooting. The conflict in Ukraine could hit Americans in the pocketbook when they fill up their gas tanks. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.59.
Russia is a major oil producer, and there's fears of supply disruptions. Industry analysts believe gas prices could end up climbing to $4 a gallon in the U.S. And here in California, we've already hit that mark.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. Anger over Russia's invasion of Ukraine is spilling over into sports. Two more national soccer teams are taking a stand.
Poland has refused to play its World Cup qualifier against Russia. That matchup is scheduled for March 24th in Moscow. The winner would take on either Sweden or the Czech Republic March 29th, but Sweden is saying it will not play against Russia no matter where the game takes place. FIFA officials have yet to take a clear position on Russia hosting qualifying games or on the Russia-Poland contest. UEFA officials have already moved the Champions League final from St. Petersburg, Russia to Paris. That game is May 28th.
That's Fox's Bob Mortelli. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.